From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. One in every 100 of us is behind bars. According to a Pew Center study, 2.3 million Americans are in jail or prison. That's a new record. It puts the United States first in the total number of prisoners behind bars and the proportion of people locked up. Why are the numbers so high, and should they be? Ryan King is a policy analyst for the Sentencing Project, a prison reform organization, and he's here to give us his take. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So are you surprised by these numbers? Is there anything in the report we haven't really heard before?
Unfortunately, I wish I could say I was surprised, but it's pretty much an extension of what we've known going back for decades now, and that is that our path of tougher sentencing laws and higher rates of incarceration has really continued unabated. And at this point, as this report points out, we stand alone on the global stage with really no other peers in terms of our use of incarceration.
Can you break down the numbers by race?
Well, that's where the numbers are most compelling and most frightening. The 1 in 100 number that got most of the attention, 1 in 100 Americans in prison or jail, obscures the underlying trends and the geographical concentration of incarceration, particularly among low-income communities of color. And once you look for young African-American males, as the report points out, black men between the ages of 20 and 34, 1 in 9 of them are in prison or jail on a given day.
Really, what's the root of this? Is it that Americans are out of bounds, out of control criminally? Is it that criminal justice policies are punitive in the wrong ways? What do you think is at the root of this?
Well, it's important to first point out what is not at the root of that, and that is it's not a result of a growing population, and it's not, most key of all, the result of increasing crime rates. We've seen a number of studies, all which point to the fact that this growth in incarceration over the last, really beginning at 1970, has been the result of tougher sentencing laws. And simply put, more people are going to prison than in the past. They're staying there for longer periods of time than they would have in the past. And we've essentially either abolished in some cases or virtually removed the use of parole for reducing sentence length. And so the result is more people come in, they stay in there for longer periods of time, few of them are coming out, and what we see, 1 in 100.
How much does it cost to keep people in jail, in prison, and what is it doing to other sectors like education in terms of government spending?
Well, the report points out that in the late 1980s, 1987, states were spending about $10 billion of their general revenue funds on incarceration and corrections, and now they're spending about $44 billion. And the report shows, I think, quite clearly something that a number of people have been talking about, is that this is really a zero-sum game. When you take dollars out of one pile, you're taking them away from other areas. And this report identifies a growth in the use of incarceration resources about 127% since 1987, where for higher education it's about 21%. So I think it's very clear that when we're shuffling dollars into the corrections area, we're taking them away from key areas of healthcare, of education, and other social services.
There's new news out that the Attorney General is urging judges not to retroactively allow out people who were convicted of crack cocaine. There's new sentencing guidelines that would allow them to get out if their sentences were under the old rules. Where are these battles being fought? Where are the battles over incarceration and what America's policies are being fought right now?
They're really being fought at the local level. They're being fought at the state level. Unfortunately, the federal government has never been a real leader for change except in what I would argue is the wrong direction. But states now, particularly since 2000, largely as a result of toughening budget crises, states' resources, as we mentioned earlier, are becoming very, very slim. And incarceration in many states, the prison populations are 100, 125% of capacity. So in a lot of states, legislators are coming to the table now. They're talking to policy analysts. They're talking to research and saying, what else works? And the good news, the silver lining in this black cloud, is that there are a lot of alternatives to incarceration that are effective. There's a lot of research that points to other areas where we can invest our state efforts. And I'm optimistic that as the years go forward, we can broaden this conversation.
Well, Ryan, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Ryan King is a policy analyst for the Sentencing Project, and he joined us from our NPR studios in Washington, D.C.